Continuing our breaking news coverage of a potential trade between the Celtics and the Cavs that would basically swap the starting point guards for the two teams that faced off in last year's Eastern Conference Finals. Kyrie Irving going to Boston, Isaiah Thomas going to Cleveland, along with some other players and a draft pick.
Cleveland, after looking at Isaiah Thomas's physical, has a differing view than Boston on how soon he could be ready this season to play.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, they tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's been a while, and a lot of things have happened. I know the last podcast was about the Indians, but this one, all back about the Cavs. Last week, as you know, big news happened, and this show is first foremost a comedy show, but there's nothing really funny happening right now. It's not I'm not a reporter, you know, this isn't a news, breaking news, it's just my opinion. And Kyrie Irving, it was announced, was traded to the Boston Celtics for Isaiah Thomas the Lesser, Jay Crowder, Ante Zizic, and the Brooklyn Nets first round pick next year. And I got out my microphone, I started recording, and I couldn't put into words how I felt about this trade, because I still don't know how I feel. And then there's been a few wrinkles since then. The trade might get rescinded. Isaiah Thomas's hip is messed up. So I got to just try to put this in words and how I feel and whether or not I think this is good for the Cavs. If you've been listening to this show for a while, the last 2 years, I have talked a lot about Isaiah Thomas the Lesser, Boston Celtics point guard. Besides the Golden State Warriors, who, of course, you know, they got Draymond and Steph and Kevin Durant, my, by far at this point, since Joakim Noah is a joke and sucks, my least favorite player in the entire NBA that is not on the Golden State Warriors is Isaiah Thomas the Lesser. And I call him Isaiah Thomas the Lesser because no matter what he does, he will always be Isaiah Thomas, the second one you want to look up when you type it into Wikipedia or Google. That makes him Isaiah Thomas the Lesser. He will never top Isaiah Thomas, the Detroit Pistons bad boys. He might be a better person. I don't remember him sexually harassing people or letting Stephen Marbury commit assault in his truck. But in terms of basketball playing and on the court, he's going to be Isaiah Thomas the Lesser. They're both small point guards, but they both had much different careers. And the point is, he seems like a great guy, a nice guy, the type of guy you want on your team. His sister died tragically, and he's out on the court for the Boston Celtics with a bum hip, giving it everything he has. It's no wonder he's been a fan favorite everywhere he's played. The people in Boston love him. But I think he's overhyped. I thought he's statistically the worst defender in the NBA, and it's not because he doesn't know what he's doing. Or he's not trying. He's like 5'1". He's the small Isaiah Thomas. If he was in the NBA, NBA Jam. Okay, you get out your NBA Jam for Super Nintendo. I might be bringing it back. You have those little tiny sprites. Okay, for guys like Mark Price, or even Joe Dumars on the Pistons. Imagine you took one of those and squished it in half, And that's what Isaiah Thomas's sprite would be. And that's fine. It's amazing that he's become such a tremendous scorer at that height. But no matter what he does on defense, guys can just shoot right over him. So it's not a Kyrie Irving situation where he's just lazy and doesn't want to play defense. This guy's busting his ass. He just can't. And there's a lot of reasons. Point is, Isaiah Thomas is probably the last guy in the world I wanted the Cavs to trade for. But I looked at that trade and I thought, wow, that's pretty damn good, because Jay Crowder was exactly the kind of guy they needed, a 3-and-D guy to help them with the Warriors. Zizic, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, looked like a guy who could have been a first-round, maybe even lottery pick this year. He's stashed late first-round pick last year, stashed overseas, finally coming over. He's a project, but he's something they could potentially build on with. And that pick is awesome because they could either flip it for somebody this year, or if LeBron leaves, use it. And all things considered, when you got a guy that shows up and says, hey, I want to be traded, and then from what came out last week, refuses to report to training camp, already telling them there's no way I'm showing up to training camp. You got to trade him. And for what they could get, that seemed like amazing value. Then they bring in Isaiah Thomas for his physical this weekend, and apparently his hip is so bad that he does need surgery, despite what the Boston Celtics doctors said. And he's going to probably be out until February, maybe March, if they have him. That means the Cavs, for the first 3 to 5 months of the season, are going to be rolling with Derrick Rose, a guy who was a shell of his former self, and his best self isn't even that good in terms of how NBA is played now. He's never been a great deep three-point shooter. And Jose Calderon. So you're basically asking a guy who's so old at his position where speed is necessary to play, to pick up the majority of the backup minutes, and a guy who's been injured every single year he's ever played more than 25 minutes a game, to be the starter for 5 months. That's what they're going to ride with, because Isaiah Thomas is hurt. So from what Adrian Wojnarowski on ESPN said, the Cavs want more in this trade. They want to get more back because Isaiah Thomas the Lesser's hip is not working out. And we don't even know what's happening. We could have Kyrie back as a Cav this week. And who knows what's going to happen with the trade. It's like you gave him, this one's bad, you take it back. And is that even a good trade if Isaiah Thomas can't play? He was already going to be like a great value version of Kyrie Irving. And now we're going to get like the food club. We're just going to keep moving down until it's just a white label that says shoot first point guard. I don't understand what the move is here or what the other offers. We don't know what else the Cavs got offered. So frankly, I don't even know what to say. You want my base instinct? I hate Isaiah Thomas. I don't want to watch him play in a Cav. And this is coming from somebody who watched all 82 games when Kyrie Irving and Deion Waiters were the best players on the team. I mean, I watch the Cavs no matter what. I'm a fan no matter what. LeBron leaves, fuck him. Let him go. I'm still ride or die with the Cavs. But Isaiah Thomas, come on, man. That's like asking me to cheer for Draymond Green if he gets picked up by the Cavs at some point. It's just hard for me to process. And it's hard for me to see a guy whose game was so easily to pick apart all the flaws. Suddenly he's on your team and it's like, hooray, we got this guy now. And we need him to score 20 points a game to fill Kyrie's role. And then maybe the trade won't even happen. So this is all just a pointless waste of time and speculation. The cool thing, in a weird, sadistic, kind of negative Cleveland fan way that creeps out even after the championship, still lives deep down inside of all of us. If this trade doesn't work out, the Cavs already knew Kyrie wanted gone. His teammates have already made their peace with it. They're already fine with that. But can Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder go back to Boston after knowing this? Isaiah Thomas wanted a huge contract next year, and now it's clear that's not going to happen. He's injured. He might not even be able to play the same, because if you're a little guy that needs your speed and your hips messed up, you might never be able to play in the NBA at that level again. At which point he just becomes a fun novelty and maybe he could play in a really bad team and put up like 16 points a game. But he's not going to be all NBA again. So the Cavs, just at that point in their Eastern Conference, have destroyed their biggest rival, because that won't work out for them either. What's Gordon Hayward thinking right now? He could have been in Utah living the sweet life with Rudy Gobert and Joe Ingles. And now he's going to be in a locker room where everybody on the team might want to kill each other. And I shouldn't even say the Cavs' biggest rivals in the East, because as we saw in the Eastern Conference Finals when they outscored them by almost 50 points in a game, there's still a huge gap, even with Gordon Hayward. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's good value if Isaiah Thomas can play, but frankly, I don't want him to be on the Cavs. You won't see me rocking an IT4 jersey. That is for damn sure. Unless I can get the lesser added on in subscript. Go Cavs. I guess who knows what's going to happen. I don't. This is weird. I was talking to Stan the Man in the Bay Area, and he pointed out that this could be one of the three wildest Cavs off seasons, along with LeBron's the decision and the return. And Kyrie, if you would have just said earlier he wanted to be traded, who knows? They could have had Chris Paul. We could have been much happier right now as fans. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm glad Jay Crowder's on the Cavs. Hopefully he sticks around, and hopefully they can flip that pick into somebody who can contribute this year. Because if Derrick Rose, Isaiah Thomas on the injured list, and Jose Calderon are the point guards, you think LeBron was crying for a playmaker last year. You'd be better off getting guys from the D-League. Let's bring Quinn Cook into camp. Right, Cavs? Can you do that for us? Give us something to hope for? How come other teams can find guys like Patrick Beverley? He would be perfect on the Cavs. Instead, we're just getting old guy after old guy after old guy. And we as fans are just, you know, we just sit there and watch our team, our favorite team we love so much. They got us a championship. You can't be mad at that. Praise be to Kobe Altman. If he can get something to work out of this, or more assets from the Celtics, like maybe Tatum or Jaylen Brown, then from now on, in my mind, Kobe is spelled K-O-B-Y, not K-O-B-E. Sorry, Bryant, but this is the number one Kobe in Cleveland if he could pull this off. Let's see. Should be interesting. Go Cavs. I'll talk to you soon. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Heard the podcast and saw the little video on Twitter last night. With the flat earth thing, is that something that you truly believe?
Does it matter?
Yes.
For what?
Well, I mean...
What's so important about that?
You have... millions of fans.
Out of all the podcasts, that's what you took out of it? The flat earth?